Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The center fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Buckeye. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Garland Buckeye. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting second. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emck. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Howard Emck. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jamison for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jamison. Collins reaches second base with a double. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb bunts towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. Wheat moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wheat scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jamison throws the ball into Fonseca, who tags Fox trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Simmons scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with M covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. M fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nays. Collins reaches second base with a double. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wheat bunts towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to third. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 0 in the game. Cobb hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0 for 1 in the game. Nays hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns is hit by the pitch. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox bunts towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckeye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0-for-1 in the game. Emke bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Boley moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-2 in the game. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-2 in the game. Nays hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cobb moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nays, who is chasing the ball. Dykes reaches third base with a triple. Cobb scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Garland Buckeye. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Schott now pitching. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 1 in the game. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 3 in the game. Jamison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0 for 3 in the game. Nays hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jamison moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Jamison moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jamison tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wheat hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.